The American Legion National Commander Bill Oxford has continued to lead the nation's largest veterans organization as many American Legions post close their homes, postpone events due to coronavirus concerns. And in a typical Legion fashion, the American Legion has responded to the needs of many local communities, providing essential supplies, promoting the buddy checks, and also assisting veterans. Military families also service members with service claims and other benefits. And I want to welcome this icon, American Legion National Commander James W. Bill Oxford, with us. Also, he's also a Vietnam vet. Sir, thank you for your service.
You're certainly welcome. I'll do it again.
Yes, sir. Now, Commander, talk about how has the American Legion responded to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, Everett, when we think about the this national pandemic, we are facing a terrible emergency. But when we think about the American Legion, based on the government's recommendations, most posts have been closed, and we are encouraging social distancing and canceling post meetings. To do that, we're encouraging less physical contact. But we are encouraging things like Zoom, Skype, Facebook, and other digital teleconferencing means to maintain that contact. I think contact in this time of emergency is critical, and we need to make sure all of our veterans know we still care, we're concerned about them, we want to help, and we'll do anything we can.
Now, Commander, the American Legion post closed. Are they closed due to the public health threat?
Well, I think when you consider the contagion of this disease, they have been closed basically because of the governor's recommendations in North Carolina about closing those non-essential businesses. The business of veterans is essential, and we continue to service claims and do those things. But most posts have been closed because of the government's and the governor's recommendations.
Right. Now, how have you guys adopted to this new environment?
Well, that's a great question, Everett. The biggest thing that we've done over the past few years, we've adopted a policy called buddy checks. And if you go back to the World Wars, there was a term called battle buddies, and that's where you worried about your buddy, the same guy in your foxhole. But our buddy checks have been making contact between veterans, just asking if you're okay, are you healthy, is there anything we can do, can we do anything to make your life easier, and those phone calls, those contacts have discovered many things. We've been able to do things like make trips to the grocery store, pick up a prescription at a local pharmacy. We've been able to allow veterans to run errands just so they can practice that social distancing. We've even done as much as roll garbage cans from the street back to their place by the home.
Oh, wow.
So those kinds of things,
as we
continue our buddy checks, those things will continue to happen.
Man, that is just so great. Commander, now talk about why veterans you think hit especially hard during this economic downturn.
Well, when we think about veterans, they are probably especially susceptible to this coronavirus. And we got to look at things like long-term illnesses, toxic exposure, things like PTSD. So those kind of depressors hit veterans especially hard. We're offering special assistance to those veterans who need help. And when we think about the economic issues, they're still faced with many of the things like lost jobs, as many of the other people affected by the coronavirus. We've called on the military, from one standpoint, to extend the active duty services of those people with 6 to 12 months, just because of the economic downturn. So it's just a way to reach out and help veterans realize they have special needs at this time.
Commander, we have an upcoming election. How active will the American Legion be?
Well, Everett, the American Legion is a non-political organization. We never endorse political candidates or parties. Our Constitution prohibits it. But we do encourage veterans to study the issues, become familiar with the candidates, and vote. Most of all, vote. We do allow candidates forums at our Legion post, as long as both sides, or I guess all three sides or all three parties are represented. But those forums, we do allow those things at our Legion post. But we are not political and don't endorse a political candidate or party.
Oh, that's great. Now, Commander, you've advocated for continuing GI Bill benefits for those attending schools and that have stopped classes now. And why is that?
Well, if we think about veterans attending schools under the GI Bill, those funds are used to support the rent, housing, food, medical supplies, those kinds of issues. Now, the veterans didn't cause this shutdown. They're just a byproduct or being affected by it. So we're encouraging Congress to continue funding the GI Bill benefits. These living expenses still have to be covered. So stopping those GI Bill benefits at this time would cause an undue hardship on veterans who are attending classes.
And then lastly, Commander, well, I guess what are the important issues, other issues, I should say, facing veterans today?
Well, when we think about veterans' issues, we've got to look at the environmental exposures that many of our veterans have been exposed to. That's in the sandbox in Afghanistan and Iraq. Health care, that's always an issue. Jobs are always an issue for veterans. But I think one of the significant major issues that we're facing when we talk about veterans is our suicide rate. We're still losing 20 veterans or so a day who are committing suicides. We need to make sure that every veteran out there is aware of the help available. If we look at those 20, there's only 6 of them enrolled in the VA. So we need to get every veteran enrolled in the VA and make sure they're aware of the mental health counseling and mental health help that is available. There is a crisis hotline for those veterans. That number is 1-800-273-8255, and that crisis line is available for any veteran who wants to talk about his issues. And those issues are many, many: homelessness, financial, their love life, their legal issues, all of those things. That help is available at that crisis hotline. Let me give it to you again: 1-800-273-8255. Those veterans out there in that situation need help, and this crisis line is available for those veterans, but it's also available for family members, community members who see, or if they think a veteran is in a crisis situation, call that number. We need to get help for that veteran.
And then, Commander Oxford, talk about where can further people go for this wonderful information about the American Legion?
Well, you can always go to our website. That's on the World Wide Web at legion.org, or in North Carolina. I know you're out of Raleigh. In North Carolina, that's nclegion.org, or they can contact their local Legion post. Any of those are good resources if you're interested in Legion membership and Legion programs, policies, or the financial assistance available to veterans through our National Emergency Fund and the Temporary Financial Assistance Funds.
Well, what a privilege and honor to be able to talk to Vietnam War veteran James W. Bill Oxford, also the National Commander for the American Legion. Thank you, sir, and make sure folks should go to legion.org for further information. What a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Everett, if I might make one more plug. If any veteran,
yes,
out there is interested in a veteran service organization, think about joining. We'd be happy to have you in the American Legion, but any veteran service organization is out there to help veterans. You can check us out at legion.org or nclegion.org. Everett, thanks very much for your time.